This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, perfect timing. I wrote my newspaper column, nationally syndicated, coming out in Thursday's newspapers. I wrote it this morning before we knew that American military bases were under attack. And I want you to hear my commentary. Would Democrats support someone like Hitler if Trump struck with a missile? Okay, now let me preface this for a minute, because I'm one of the first guys, as an American Jew, 6 million of my fellow people died in Nazi Germany. I'm one of the first guys to say, never bring up Hitler's name in politics. Never. Who brings it up all the time? Democrats. And who do they use it? They compare Trump and Republicans to Hitler and Nazis. Terrible thing to do. Unless you think that Trump is guilty of killing 6 million people of one race, of exterminating a race, how do you ever compare you don't like a guy's politics with a guy who literally exterminated people, who gassed them, who tortured them, who murdered them, who enslaved them, who put them on train cars? You can't make that comparison. So I will not make that comparison. I would never make that comparison. But this commentary I'm about to read you is a comparison of mass murderers, evil mass murderers, like the Iranian general we just killed, to Hitler, who's an evil mass murderer. That is a fair comparison. I wanted to make sure I said that before I read the column, because I don't want any liberals to misquote me. I don't want Right Wing Watch or any liberal organization to make up my words, take them out of context, or say that Wayne Root was saying Democrats are like Hitler. I'm not. But I'm saying it's fair to look at the response of Democrats to us taking out a mass murderer. What would they have done and responded like if Trump had taken out a Hitler? That's what my column's about, and it's a very fair column. We've hit a new low in the history of U.S. politics. Trump just successfully eliminated, arguably, the worst mass murdering terrorist in the world today. A man who defines the evil that men do. Now, Democrats and liberal activists responded by demonizing Trump, hard to believe, apologizing to Iran, impossible to believe, and in some cases, unimaginable, defending the mass murdering terrorist. Try to look at his good side, his softer side. At this point, my educated guess is Democrats would side with Hitler if Trump killed him with a missile strike. So again, be aware, I'm not comparing Democrats to Hitler. I would never do that. But they are very soft on this issue. And here's what they would say, because they just said it about Soleimani, the Iranian general. If you replace the name Soleimani with Hitler, here's what they would say. Hitler was a bad guy. Hitler was an evil guy. But to assassinate him is a war crime. That makes us, America, terrorists. Trump is worse than Hitler. Trump is guilty of war crimes. Worse, this assassination might actually escalate tensions between America and the Nazis. It might actually lead to war. We should have left Hitler alone. Replace the word Hitler with the word Soleimani, and that's exactly what Democrats just said. You don't have to doubt what Democrats would say. Simply substitute the name Qassem Soleimani for Hitler, and various Democrat leaders, presidential candidates, liberal activists, and Hollywood celebrities use similar words, almost exactly what I just said, to demonize Trump over the targeting and killing of one of the world's worst terrorists. Celebrity athlete and Nike spokesman Colin Kaepernick accused our military of being terrorists. That's a quote. And called our troops plunderers of the non-white world. So he's saying we're all racist, and America's military is racist, and we're all terrorists. So let's go over a few facts for Fact Challenge Colin. First of all, our military is filled with wonderful, brave, heroic black and brown soldiers. In addition to white soldiers, lots of black and brown soldiers risking their lives for you and me, and I love them, and I appreciate them. So it's a lie to talk about us targeting black and brown. You know, we're plunderers of the non-white world. Second, many of those black and brown American soldiers have died throughout history defending freedom, including the right of ignorant celebrities like Colin Kaepernick to say stupid, racist, and treasonous things. Third, many of our black and brown American soldiers died at the hands of the guy we just killed, General Soleimani of Iran. He killed 600 of our soldiers, over 600, and he maimed thousands. And I guarantee you many of them were black and brown. And lastly, aren't millions of people who have been murdered and kidnapped and imprisoned and maimed or displaced by Soleimani in the Middle East, because he's been the guy in charge of all of the bad things that have happened in Syria. And because of Soleimani, 400,000 Syrians dead and 5.7 million displaced and homeless. So aren't many of those people that were either killed or maimed or displaced in the Middle East brown or black themselves? And didn't Trump just support them by killing Soleimani? Didn't he do them a favor by killing Soleimani? Here's how a normal American not suffering from Trump derangement syndrome might respond to a situation like this. President Obama targeted and killed Osama bin Laden. And you know what my reaction was? I cheered and I celebrated. And when Obama ordered drone strikes against terrorists, I supported him and I cheered and I celebrated. A military and terrorism expert on my national radio show just yesterday reported Obama oversaw 2,700 drone strikes in the Middle East. When it comes to killing terrorists, we aren't Republican or Democrat. We aren't liberal or conservative. We aren't black or white. We are all patriots and Americans. That's a normal, common sense response to a situation just like this. I know of no Republican, not one, who ever blamed Obama or dared to call him a war criminal or made excuses why killing evil terrorists was not a good thing. I know of no Republican who ever dared to defend a murdering terrorist superstar simply because Obama killed him. I know of no Republican who ever apologized to our enemies for the actions of our president. But Democrats have sunk to a new low never before imagined. This was one of the worst, one of the most evil, one of the most vile terrorist mass murderers in world history. He killed and maimed thousands of Americans and perhaps hundreds of thousands of peaceful protesters in Iran and throughout the Middle East. Trump took him out. Democrats should join Republicans and every other kind of American to simply say thank you. But they didn't, and they won't, and they can't. There's no longer even a doubt. If Trump killed Hitler, Democrats would defend Hitler, call Trump a war criminal, and apologize to the Nazis while begging on their knees for peace. Please don't hurt us. Please don't retaliate. Please don't respond. We don't want a war. We'll limit Trump from fighting back. It's exactly what they just did in response to Trump killing Soleimani, a mass murdering terrorist. There's your fair comparison. A mass murdering terrorist with Adolf Hitler. Not Democrats, not political, but mass murderer with mass murderer. A very fair comparison. And the response from Democrats shows a mix of sickness, mental illness, and most importantly, just anti-American treasonous behavior. So, tie it all together with what's happening at this very moment. American troops under fire. Missiles landing at American military bases in Iraq, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard taking credit. So first and foremost, whose side are you on, Democrats? Are you Americans tonight? Are you patriots? If we're at war, are you behind Trump? Or are you willing to curse Trump and take the side of Iran, a terrorist rogue nation? At this very moment in time, Are you still suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, or are you behind the United States and our brave troops? Some of whom are women, some of whom are gay, some of whom are black, some of whom are brown, many of whom are white guys. Oh my God, what a crime. All of them fighting for your freedoms, fighting to keep America free. And if you don't believe me, Colin Kaepernick, if you don't believe me, Hollywood celebrities, you don't believe me, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, then I dare all of you to go live in Iran and criticize their administration and find out what happens to you in the middle of the night when there is no freedom, when you're under a repressive regime. That's not Donald Trump. He's not Hitler. Stop calling him Hitler. It's a disgrace to every Jew died to call him Hitler. Whose side are you on? I'm calling you out. Nike, whose side are you on? You've got a representative, a rainmaker, a face, a voice, Colin Kaepernick, who's taken the side of terrorists and called our troops terrorists and said we kill people because they're black and brown. No, we went there to save black and brown people. And we lobbed that missile at a man who kills black and brown people, a man who's killed not only his own brown people in Iran and throughout the Middle East, but black and brown American soldiers with roadside bombs along the roads of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's what you're dealing with. We're heroes. We fight for others all around the world, even though we gain nothing. We never even took the oil. And last but not least, are you willing to leak to the New York Times and CNN? And how about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib? Are you willing to leak to Hezbollah and Hamas and our enemies? Are you willing to tell them what our plans are? Be very careful, President Trump. You're dealing with people that I believe are not out for the best interests of the United States of America. At this moment in time, I pray for the soldiers. I pray for the boys and girls that are at those military bases wearing American uniforms, flying the American flag. They're fighting for us. They're risking their lives for us. They're sacrificing for us. They weren't home for Christmas. They weren't home for New Year. They're suffering, and now they're under missile attack. And they do it for us and our freedoms. God bless you. God bless all of you. Pray for every single one of them. And the Democratic Party, now it's time to stand up and support America and your president, no matter what party he's from. Everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will.
President Trump is one man against the world. And what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root. Whether we're at war or not, that's a big question. It sure does seem like we're at war. It sure does seem like Iran has declared war on the United States, attacking American military installations, American military bases in Iraq. And you can bet the response from President Trump will be a strong one. It may not be massive. It may be measured. Or it may be massive. We'll see. But I'm sure there are set targets picked out in response to what they knew was almost undoubtedly coming. And they've got specific targets to send the message. You know, it's kind of like you're in a fight. I was a kid who grew up in a very rough neighborhood in New York. And you're in a fight. You got to pick the point where are you just going to hit a guy a couple times in the face and say, just stop it. Okay, I'll just keep hitting you. Or are you going to pull out a gun or a knife? Well, you're not going to pull out a gun or a knife. That's crazy. That's a massive escalation. But you might have a pinprick attack, meaning here's something that they like and they value in Iran. We'll take it out. And we'll send them the message through diplomatic channels that so much more can come. We'll turn your whole country into a swimming pool. We'll turn your whole country into a parking lot. But right now, that's the only response. Back down and end it now. You made your point. Okay? We did what we had to do. You did what you had to do. We responded to what we had to do. And that's it. And you send the message strong and clear. I'm guessing President Trump already has a message on the way. We shall see. But it's so important to note the Democrats don't seem to be on our side. It's amazing. Not just Democrats, but these crazy celebrities. Albert Haynesworth, ex-Tennessee Titan football player, NFL player, faced a backlash for suggesting Iran should attack the White House. So former Tennessee Titans defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth suggests on a social media post Iran should launch an attack against the American White House. He posted an image to Instagram featuring a red circle around the White House with an arrow pointing to it, and outside the circle he wrote in, "Not affiliated." Iran, if you're going to attack the United States, here's a picture for you. Hashtag just trying to help us folks that aren't starting wars, he said. I just want to know, if I had done that to Obama, I would have been banned from Twitter for life. And I would have been kicked off my television show and kicked off my radio show and told that I'm done. If I ever sent out a note that said, attack the White House and Obama's the enemy, not me, be nice to the American people, it's only Obama. Who would even think of doing that? But boy, if I did it as a white Republican to Obama, and yet here's a black NFL player saying, go kill Trump, bomb the White House. Trump isn't white and he's not Republican. He's the president of the United States. Don't you see that? He's the symbol of our nation and he represents everybody. And as far as this idea that he's racist and if you're black, you have to be mad at him, he's created the best economy and the best environment at this point, economic environment and ability for mobility and opportunity and getting ahead for black Americans and brown Americans of any president in history. It's so opposite of the message you're getting from an idiot, an ignorant fool like Colin Kaepernick, who doesn't really know anything. He just parrots stupid talking points of communists and socialists and Marxists and racists who hate white people. The reality is what Trump has done is great for black America. Speaking of people inside the United States Congress who don't seem to love America and wouldn't mind if something like this bad happened to Trump, Ilhan Omar tells Trump, divest from all your hotels around the world. You may face worldwide attacks on your properties. Can you imagine? On Monday, that was yesterday, Ilhan Omar signaled Iran on potential targets, Trump International Hotels. Can you imagine? She says, this was her tweet, Trump needs to immediately divest from his businesses and comply with the Emoluments Clause. Iran could threaten Trump hotels worldwide, and he could provoke war over the loss of revenue from skittish guests. His business interests should not be driving military decisions. Folks, these people are not on our side. She just told the Iranians, here's what you want to target. She just gave them great ideas. Sick. Very sick. Very scary, folks. The people like that are in the United States House. I'll repeat again. You can't let them know anything about our military plans. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters. The list is long. The list is long. And the list includes people who just don't love America. It's clear. And they're not on our side anymore. At the very best, they would just leak to the New York Times. At the very worst, they could leak to our enemies. In between, they could leak to a George Soros, who then would cable our enemies, you know, through classified circles, cable our enemies and let them know what we're up to. President Trump, keep all this information on lockdown and only address the American people and or Congress to tell us what you've already done, not what's coming. Because what's coming, if it's in the hands of Ilhan Omar, the enemy's going to know all about it. Sad.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is taking credit for a rocket attack on an airbase in Iraq that houses U.S. forces. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims it launched a number of ballistic and unguided missiles at an airbase in western Iraq. There's no word on any casualties at the base. Republican Congressman John Kennedy of Louisiana reacts to the news.
This has been par for the course for Iran. The only thing different that I can tell this time is that Iran is accepting responsibility. In the past, 11 times, they've lied about it.
Yeah.
This day, people have, I've said this day has been coming, but in truth, Martha, this day has been here for a while.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox News. The final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 120 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, stay tuned to Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. For the latest news, breaking news, there appears there will be an address to the nation by President Trump tonight. And once again, I stress, stop with your Trump derangement syndrome. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. Stop attacking Trump. You're supposed to come together to back and support and love and defend America and the leader of America, President of the United States, and the commander of our military forces. And I find it disgusting, the level of hate of Democrats towards President Trump. Nancy Pelosi issued a statement as the missiles were being lobbed to American air bases, America bases in Iraq. Pelosi said, closely monitoring the situation following bombings targeting U.S. troops in Iraq, we must ensure the safety of our service members, blah, 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 including ending needless provocations from the administration and demanding that Iran ceases violence. America and the world cannot afford war. So in a tweet, she says, ending needless provocations from the administration. Folks, that's on the border of treason. You can't say that. I couldn't say that about Obama if we're going to war. And at the same time that's happening, an Obama official attacked President Trump as the second wave of Iran missiles were launched. Former Obama National Security Spokesman Tommy Vietor attacked President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He put out the following tweet, as the missiles are aiming at our troops, saying Soleimani was killed to stop an imminent threat is a lie. Trump's claim we took action last night to stop a war is absurd. Pompeo saying Iran's response would be a little noise is offensively glib. Stop publishing propaganda. Pressure Trump to de-escalate. Right now we need a diplomatic channel to de-escalate the situation, which is why having a belligerent ideological hack like Secretary Pompeo as our chief diplomat is so dangerous. Ben Rhodes, who was Obama's national security advisor, retweeted Vietor and said, this didn't need to happen. You know, I could tell you stories about Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes admitted in a New York Times interview that he lied about the Iran treaty and he lied about Obamacare. You know, he was the chief propaganda minister of the Obama White House. And to sell something, he would tell any story, fabricate any lie, twist any news or facts around to make you believe how great Obamacare would be and how great the Iran treaty would be. And he knew they were lies, and he admitted it in an interview. He laughed about it in an interview. These are the people that are lecturing us. All right. Before I get to any late-breaking news on what's happening in Iraq as we speak right now. American troops under fire enduring missile attacks from Iranian sources, taking credit for it, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It's not going to be the only thing I talk about tonight, because I want to talk about the fact that conservatives are right about so many things. First of all, by the way, if you take it back to Iran, and if we're getting into a war, if we are, it needs to be said that we've been in a war for many years now, some would say many decades with Iran. But the only ones fighting the war were the Iranians, not us. They were killing our soldiers at the side of the road. And we did nothing. Obama did nothing. Bush did nothing. One of my great friends, Doug Miller, my lifelong mentor, he texted me earlier today and he said, Wayne, you know what you got to tell people on TV tonight? If Bush and Obama had the guts, the cojones, to do what Trump just did and take out this terrible human being, Soleimani, if they'd had the guts to do it, there'd be thousands of American troops not maimed and not dead. But they didn't have the guts to do it, and Trump did. By the way, this late-breaking news just in my ear, there will not be an address to the nation tonight. As per the White House saying, there will not be an address to the nation tonight. Don't know why. We can only make guesses, and I don't want to make guesses. Perhaps President Trump is gathering information. Perhaps he doesn't want to make an address until he knows exactly what the casualties were, what the losses were, what the damage to American military bases was before he says something or before he sends a response. Maybe he's going to send the response by tomorrow, and then he'll address the nation. But for whatever reason, there will not be an address to the nation tonight. Breaking news. But I want to get to why I tell you Republicans and conservatives are right. First of all, back in August, I think I was the, forget about Republicans, I was the only voice in the country on TV and radio who said poppycock when everybody said we're heading into a recession. Everybody said it in August of 19. We're headed for a recession. There's been a big cross in the graphs for bonds. Whenever that happens, we're automatically headed for recession. One lone voice, Wayne Root, and in my ear whispering was Kip Herridge, the great economic guru, who always advised me on any matters economic, stock-related, et cetera, et cetera. And Kip and I were the two lonely voices saying, that's bull. There's never been better earnings by American corporations. Things are great. And the stock market is every side points to going up further, magically higher, under this great Trump boom. There is no recession coming. There's no recession now. There's no recession short term. There's always recessions in America's history every 4 or 5 years. There may be one a few years from now. But there's none on the horizon. And we turned out to be correct. Latest data shows the economy ended 2019 on a strong note, putting recession fears to bed. Manufacturing and trade reports out today confirm GDP is on pace to rise more than 2% for the period. Atlanta Fed estimates the gain at 2.3%, better than last quarter's 2.1%, and enough to close out the year with a GDP, gross domestic product, economic growth of about 2.4%. The economy is better than you think. Bet on it, says a leading financial economist. The trade gap narrowed in November. All the news is good, and nobody is saying anything about a recession anymore. Okay, so there's point number one. I was right. All the experts were wrong. All the conspiracy theorists on MSNBC and on CNN were wrong, on PBS, ABC, NBC, CBS, wrong, wrong, wrong. All the guests on Fox News that tell you both sides of the story, they now bring on a conservative against a liberal. They never let conservatives just tell you the truth. There's got to be someone on the other side calling us a liar on Fox News. Those liberal guests, the Donna Brazils of the world, all wrong. No recession is coming because of Donald Trump. Great president. But here's even more proof. New IRS data reveals winners and losers of wealth migration across 50 states. So are you listening now? When we talk about whether it's war, whether it's terrorism, whatever the response is, conservatives get it right. Liberals are always wrong, but they've got the media to twist facts around. You can't twist these facts. In the year 2018, that's the latest statistics available. 19's not available yet. Just about 7.5 million Americans moved from one state to another, boosting the economy of some states and straining the finances of others. And the winners were my state, Nevada, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Arizona. And these findings are based on an analysis of the latest reports of domestic migration provided by the Internal Revenue Service. And so the stakes are huge. States that are getting people, large population, a lot of them winners in life, retirees with incomes and pensions, business owners, people with big stock portfolios, they're going to get rich. And the states that are losing them are going to get poor and desperate. So the states that gained, South Carolina, Arizona, Texas, Florida. On the other end of the competition, states that are perennial losers, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, California. All the states, I keep telling you, are dying. From the moment that Trump passed tax reform in 2017, December of 17, I told you right on this show that people were leaving California in droves. I predicted it for years now. I wrote a book called Millionaire Republican. And I predicted everybody would have to get out of California, and they'd all move to Nevada, Texas, and Florida. I was exactly right. But now that Trump passed tax reform in late 17, I said, oh, my God, now it's going to be exasperated. Now it's an obsession. Now it's something you've got to do. Because now not only do you pay these giant state income taxes in a state like California or New York, and giant property taxes and giant sales taxes and city taxes if you live in New York City, but forget all that. Now you can't even deduct them. So now you pay $100,000 extra in taxes, and you can't even take it off your federal income tax. You have to pay taxes on taxes. Everybody's got to get out of New York. And sure enough, everybody is getting out of New York. And Connecticut, and New Jersey, and Illinois. The numbers are staggering. According to the latest numbers, the number one beneficiary in America is Florida. They gain the most people, and they gain the most money. the Sunshine State attracted nearly $32 billion in adjusted gross income from people moving into the state, new people, new residents, and lost $15 billion from people moving out. So they had a net of $16 billion positive. That's new taxable income. That's a total gain of 2.8% of the state's total adjusted gross income. Arizona was the runner-up, followed by Texas, North, and South Carolina. And here are the charts. New York suffered the worst outflow of money of any state in 2018. They lost a net of $9.6 billion in income, ran away from their state. California was next, $8 billion loss. Illinois, $5.6 billion loss. New Jersey and Maryland, fourth and fifth place. And when you look at the winners based on per capita, okay, number one is Florida, number two is Idaho, number three is Nevada. These are the winners. Number four is South Carolina, number five is Arizona, number six is Delaware, number seven is North Carolina, number eight is Montana, number nine is Colorado, number 10 is Tennessee. And by the way, number 12 is Utah. And I say that because I have a second home in Utah. I spend a lot of time between Nevada and Utah. Very low tax states. Red Republican states. They're all winners. And Democrats, all losers. Big tax, blue states, losers. Big regulation states, losers. So my point is, liberal philosophy doesn't work. Coming up next, make sure you stay tuned for my message from Dr. Joe Williams. If you're losing your hair, if you're a guy, you have thinning hair, or you're already bald, you want to stay tuned for this message. This guy is number one in the world at hair restoration. My buddy, Dr. Joe Williams. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, the root's on fire. The relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, in the world famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump land. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A., and you can only find it at Newsmax TV and USA Radio. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's why I feel fantastic with America being led by Donald Trump. Liberals make up stories. He's terrible. He's crazy. He's irrational. He's this. He's that. He's a hothead. You know something? If you want to prepare for war, prepare for peace by preparing for war, he's the right guy. You've got the right guy. All right. So let me segue back for a second to what I was talking about when we went into the last break. I was talking about the states that have gained the most, the states that have lost the most. So the states that have lost the most, Illinois at the very bottom, New York at the very bottom, New Jersey, as we say, at the very bottom, Maryland, Connecticut, California. These are all the liberal states, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. These are the states, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. Liberal states have lost the most residents and money. And they've all gone to Florida, Idaho, Nevada, South Carolina, North Carolina, Arizona, Montana, Colorado, Tennessee, Utah. And by the way, sometimes you look at even a liberal state, a very liberal state, Washington. Washington is number 14. Texas, number 15. South Dakota, number 16. Wyoming, number 17. Georgia, number 18. New Hampshire, number 19. So those are the states that are most conservative. And Washington, even though it's a big liberal Democrat blue state of Washington, not talking about D.C. now, state of Washington, it's also a zero state income tax state. So that's why people are moving there. They're moving to Washington and Tennessee and Nevada, my state, and Texas and Florida, because those are the low-tax, zero-income-tax states in America. That's why they're doing so well. Now, the state that's doing the worst, New York is up there, arguably. California's up there, arguably. New Jersey's up there, arguably. But number one is Illinois. Illinois' experience without migration shows just how damaging it can be to be an exit state. Everybody wants to get out. Nobody wants to live in Illinois anymore. the state lost $5.6 billion in adjusted gross income in 2018, but that wasn't a one-time thing. The analysis found, this is an analysis of IRS data, found that Illinois has netted annual adjusted gross income losses every single year since the year 2000. So from the year 2000 to the year 2020, Illinois lost billions every year. And the losses have piled up, and if you add them all up, Illinois' adjusted gross income losses, meaning of the residents that ran away, they lost collectively $410 billion that you can no longer tax in Illinois. Can you imagine? You know, that's the irony. If you're a high-tax guy, and you're a big government guy, and you want to spend a lot of money on poor people, you're better off running a low-tax state and a low-regulation state with conservative Republican principles, because that's when you get the most revenue. And that's the state most people come to. Everybody wants to go to Florida, where Newsmax is based, and, of course, Nevada, where Wayne Root is based, and Texas. But nobody wants to go to Illinois anymore. Nobody. Illinois now has more than $6 billion in unpaid bills and the nation's largest pension shortfall, and their debt is rated just one notch above junk. And you know what their response is? They want to replace the state's flat tax with a progressive tax structure that will increase total taxes by $3 billion. Wow. And the state has lost more than 1.5 million people to out-migration since the year 2000. That's 11% of the entire Illinois population has left. You ever heard numbers like that in your life? Doesn't that prove conservatives are right? Conservative philosophy and strategy and policies are winners? And liberal policies are huge losers. 277 people a day leave New York. Every single day, they're fleeing from New York. And so here's the result of that. Census projections show gains for Republicans in the Electoral College in 2020. And that means not only gains for our ability to win the presidency, but new congressional seats for Republican red states and less for Democrat blue states. Terrible news for Democrats. Census projections show Electoral College gains for the GOP and states such as Texas, Florida, Montana are expected to gain. And they're expected to gain congressional seats in Montana, Arizona, and North Carolina. And guess who's going to lose those seats? Democrat blue states. So good things happening. Good things happening. But on the other hand, we're all praying for the soldiers, our men and women in military uniform in Iraq right now, under attack from Iranian missiles. The good news is, I just heard breaking news in my ear that so far, it's reported the only casualties have been Iraqi casualties. We don't want Iraqi civilians to die either, or Iraqi military, but I want God's protection of American military forces. We got out of this, a missile attack with dozens of missiles, and no Americans hurt or killed. That would be a wonderful, wonderful night. President Trump now not making a speech to the nation. He'll probably do it tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's all the vets out there. Now you see how valuable the vets are, the sacrifice they make, and all the active military right now risking your life for our country. We love you, and all the police, we love you. Be safe tonight. God bless you. And coming up next, don't change the channel, don't go surfing, don't go to the kitchen and make a sandwich yet. Stay tuned for My Doctor Suggests, a message from my great sponsor. It's cold and flu season. I don't get colds, I don't get flu, I don't get sick, I don't get brain fog. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.